This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, New York Yankees pitcher CC Sabathia, who is hosting a charity celebrity softball game. You can get more information at Yankees.com/CC softball and Ticketmaster.com. All proceeds from the event benefit the Pitch In Foundation and the New York Yankees Foundation. CC, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
No problem. Thanks, guys. I'm sorry, man. I overslept a little bit. I was supposed to call in a little earlier. Sorry about that.
Hey, no worries. We know what that's like. We wish we could sleep in every day. I hope you feel good. Another rain out, another scheduled doubleheader. The weather has been atrocious in the Northeast and up and down the East Coast this year. I mean, this has to affect the clubhouse in some way. You've been around the game for a long time. What do you think about the weather issues so far in 2018?
Yeah, it's been a little tough. You know, that's something that we had to deal with, you know, this whole year. It's been rough, you know, starting the season. So, you know, they put in a couple of extra off days this year. You know, we got some doubleheader schedule. You know, it's just something we've had to deal with and, you know, try to space them out where it won't kill our pitching you know, deal with it the best way we can. But there's nothing we can really do about it.
How do you deal with that? Because as you said, you've got doubleheaders nonstop. You've got to make the detour into Detroit on Monday. You're going to reschedule last night in July for a straight doubleheader. It's like you guys have no time off.
Yeah, and, you know, something that we talked about last night as a team is that we didn't want to play a doubleheader this series, you know, because we have to go to Detroit on Monday. So we just want to try to get a bullpen rest and get the guys rest and, you know, play last night's game as soon as possible, but, you know, not in this during this series.
Now, at this point in your career, you can go one or two ways. You can be such a routine guy because you've been doing it the same way for so long that things throw you off your routine and that screws with you. Or I guess you go the other way, meaning that I've seen everything. I've been around this game for so long, I can adjust. Where do you fit on that spectrum?
I can adjust. You know, I'm loose. Whatever happens, you know, as far as, you know, routine goes, the day you pitch, you know, I have a pretty good routine, but I can adjust and you know, throw things off or throw a bullpen a different time and be ready to go in the next couple of days. So I'm pretty good with it. I'm pretty loose as far as that goes. And I think our team is, our staff in general is pretty loose about, you know, being able to pick up the ball whenever they need us.
CC Sabathia with us. We'll get to your celebrity softball game in a minute because I'm fascinated by this. You got a great lineup of people that are going to be there on June 28th. In terms of you and the way you have performed in the latter stages of your career here, if I would go back in a time machine and tell CC Sabathia when you were pitching every other day in Milwaukee that you would still be going in 2018 and not only pitching respectfully, but really well. Last year, what was it, 14-5 or something, and this year you're out to a decent start. Would you have been surprised that you'd still be doing this long?
I would be totally surprised if you told me that I would be throwing 88.
Right.
and getting out and, you know, figuring out how to get guys out, just because that's something that I, you know, never done before, and that always threw hard and, you know, could always just throw the ball by people. So, you know, me figuring out how to get guys out now, it's been a lot more fun doing it this way, and, it's been a lot of fun being able to pitch this late in my career and still help the team win and, you know, still getting out.
I want to go back to early on in the season. The team's 9-9. You lose a game to the Marlins. It was like 8-1, 9-1. You have to go on the DL, and Giancarlo Stanton's in a slump, and people are calling this radio station freaking out. And then all of a sudden, you go on this incredible run. You haven't looked back since, and just been amazing to watch. At 9-9, when you're on the DL, you're seeing some of the struggles. What was going through your mind at that point? I know what everybody was saying, but was there any sort of concern that the team got off to a slower start?
No, not in my mind. I just didn't want guys to panic. You know, I didn't want, you know, we have a young team. I didn't want, you know, we had a lot of expectations coming into the season, and, you know, Giancarlo coming over. I just didn't want guys to start freaking out and you know, start panicking, start pressing, and you know, we didn't. I mean, honestly, at the time that we got hot was the toughest, you know, part, the toughest part to our, of our schedule to this point. We did it when we played well, you know, going out to the West Coast, and, you know, going to Houston after that, and, you know, getting in the room at the toughest part of the schedule was just, you know, I was just glad that guys, you know, were able to calm down and take a deep breath and you know, get after it.
And you've been on some amazing teams here in New York. CeCe Sabathia with us. What's amazing to me watching this team, and we were just, I just kind of compared your offense to what the Golden State Warriors are, because if a couple of guys are off, you've got a couple of other guys that can step up. And when you talk about that stretch where we won, whatever it was, 17 out of 18 or 16 out of 17, it seemed like every night it was a different guy, whether it would be a Stanton or a Judge or a Sanchez or a Didi. And I mean, God, Gregorius goes 0 for 115 and you guys are still winning games, which is amazing. And then you bring up the likes of Torres and Andujar as a pitcher. A, I know you must love it with the run support you usually are going to get, but are you amazed in all your years how just dynamic this offense is day to day?
Yeah, I am. Just top to bottom. I mean, it's a deep lineup. It's probably the deepest that I've ever played with. I mean, 09, that lineup we had was pretty good, but we have to wait and see how this one, you know, plays out throughout the season. But yeah, right now, top to bottom, I mean, it's so deep. We score runs at any time, and we score runs throughout the game. That's something that, you know, if you've been watching our games, that we put pressure on and score runs late in the game, and that's something that, that's a big thing. And, you know, getting in guys' bullpens and getting in teams' bullpens and you know, just walking off a lot of teams, just, you know, our lineup is so deep and, you know, guys hit doubles, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Fat Joe, Giancarlo Stanton, Jada Kiss, Terrell Owens, Victor Cruz, Tiki Barber, and more are part of this Celebrity Softball Game Thursday, June 28th, to benefit the Pitch-In Foundation, New York Yankees Foundation. Yankees.com/CCSoftball is where you can get more information and tickets at Ticketmaster.com. When we talk about the Yankees and you guys are playing the way that you are, there isn't a lot of controversy there, so it's funny when people call up and complain what they complain about when you're on a run like this. But one thing we keep saying and keep hearing is the fact that Brian Cashman's got to go out and add another starter at the deadline to be able to compete with what the Houston Astros have in their rotation. You're there every day. You're a part of that staff. Why or why not does Brian Cashman have to add to this staff before the trade deadline?
Oh, I mean, that's something that's, you know, that's above my pay grade. I go out and just take the ball every time they give me a chance. You know, I think our staff is good. I think, you know, we have the starters in here to get it done. You know, we had the same starters last year. And I think if we can stay healthy and just be consistent, I think we have a good chance of helping this team win every night.
Well, I know I'm impressed watching you. One of the guys said after the Astros series, you guys went 5-2 against them this year, that it was kind of like sending a message to them that you guys are back and you're ready for them come October. I know that's putting the cart before the horse and all that, but can you take anything out of that? It's a regular season series, early part of the season. Does that, you know, that give you confidence should you see this team again? And to be completely honest, I'll be stunned if we don't. Can it help you going forward?
Yeah, I think it could help us. I mean, especially, you know, seeing the pitching. I mean, anytime you can face, you know, guys, Verlander and those guys, I mean, you know, you want to try to see them early in the season when you have to see them again, you know, late in the postseason. So I think the guys can take a little bit from them. I mean, we played good there. You know, we played well at home. So, yeah, I mean, that's a team that we probably going to have to go through to get to where we want to go. So, you know, we just have to wait and see how it plays out, but we feel pretty good right now.
Obviously, you watched the NBA Finals last night, right?
Yes, I did.
What was your take on the way the game ended with the reversal of the block charge, J.R. Smith, and all that went with it?
The reversal was, I mean, that's something I've never seen in an NBA game, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to take that. That's crazy that it happened in the finals, you know, reversing a call like that. I've never seen that. And J.R., man, I don't know what to say about that. That was insane. I mean, he, you know, got a good rebound and had a chance to steal the game right there, and it just seemed like he just kind of forgot what happened and he kind of forgot what the score was and, you know, where he was on the court and what happened. And that's insane. That's sad. I mean, that's crazy, because they probably could have stolen that game.
That would literally be the equivalent of a Judge or a Gardner making a catch, thinking it's the third out with a guy on second base and throwing the ball in the stands, thinking that the game's over.
And letting the run score. That's what I was trying to think of, like what that would be equivalent to in baseball.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah, Benny Agbayani kind of did that once. Remember with the Mets? He gave a ball to a fan and the inning was still going?
Yeah.
That's never been done in the World Series. So, yeah, I mean, in the game one of the finals, you know, forgetting the score, and man, that's crazy.
So you're a leader in the Yankees clubhouse. Something like that happens. Guy makes a mental blunder. Are you the type of guy that leaves it alone, or do you go and you talk to him and say, "Listen, it's going to be okay"? Or do you get in their face?
Yeah, no, you have to go and talk to him and say, "Yeah, it's going to be okay." I mean, guys, you know, you make mental mistakes all the time. I think the toughest thing, you know, that I watched was, you know, him not admitting that he made the mistake.
Oh, no.
And
why
then
lie?
And answer questions about it after. You know what I mean? If he was just saying, "My bad, I messed up," then LeBron will have to answer questions about it after, and then he's not in a bad mood, and then, you know, you can kind of move on.
Right, it's over.
Now he's got to linger, and you got to answer questions tomorrow and today, and, you know, it's just going to be a tough situation now for the rest of the series.
So we've been disagreeing this morning. Last night gave me hope that the Cleveland Cavaliers can hang in this series and make it interesting when I didn't think they could before the series started. Jerry thinks the opposite. He thinks that the Cavs had their shot last night, and now the Warriors are going to turn it on and just blow them away. Where do you stand on the way the rest of this finals goes?
I thought that last night was the only game that they had a chance to win. I think just because, you know, when you watch, you know, game one of any kind of series, when the teams have been playing a different team before, so, the Warriors have been playing the Rockets for 7 games, so they kind of didn't really know what to expect from LeBron. I mean, you know what to expect, but it's still a different kind of scheme and things like that. So I think this is the best chance that the Cavs had to steal a game and win a game in this series. I think it's over now.
CC, last one for me, and this is about the softball game. So, as you know, this is usually the Boomer and Geo show, but Boomer's off, and we play softball 6-7, or if it was up to Boomer, 400 times a season. But as our wonderful engineer, Eddie Scazzeri, says, Boomer rips the joy out of Christmas when we play these softball games because it's win at all costs, and it's really not fun.
I like that.
So, is that how you're going to run this game? Like, let's say Victor Cruz drops a pop-up. Are you going to bench him like Boomer would bench Al Dukes or Greg Giannotti here?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm playing to win for sure.
Well, what is it with you?
Even when I was doing the celebrity basketball games, me and Robbie Cano at the Barclays, we were going back and forth. I mean, I wanted to win. I lost those two, so for sure I want to win the softball game.
At all costs, huh? Because, you know, I hurt myself running down to first base at a ground ball to third because Boomer was screaming at me to hustle. And
we got ice for you. If it helps the team, we got ice.
You can go to yankees.com/CCSoftball, ticketmaster.com, and hopefully you retire after this year, right, CC? Because you said if the Yankees win the World Series, you'd ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully that happens.
No. All right. Well,
you got a good chance, so
right,
good luck.
You do. We'll be watching and on June 28th.
And at Yankee Stadium, by the way.
Right, which is awesome. Benefiting
that's the best part about it, I think, at Yankee Stadium. We're excited about that.
The Pitch-In Foundation, the New York Yankees Foundation. CC, thanks. We appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.